This is the continuation of scene 7. Yank, with a knowing wink. Sure, you wouldn't for worlds. Sure, I am wise to do that. Secretary, you seem to be wise to a lot of stuff none of us know about. Yank, with another wink. Oh, that's all right, see. Dan made a beat resentful but a suspicious glances from all sides. Oh, can it? You needn't put me through the toy degree. Can't you see I belong? Sure, I'm regular. I will stick, get me? I will shoot the works for you. That's why I wanted to join in. Secretary, breezily feeling him out. That's the right spirit. Only, are you sure you understand what you have joined? It's all plain and above board. Still, some guys get a wrong slant on us. Sharply, what's your notion of the purpose of the IWW? Yank. Oh, I know all about it. Secretary, sarcastically. Well, give us some of your valuable information. Yank, cunningly. I know enough not to speak out my tone. Then resentfully again. Oh, say, I am regular. I am wise to the game. I know you got to watch your step with a stranger. For all you know, I might be a plain clothes dick or something. That's what you are thinking. Oh, forget it. I belong, see? Ask any guy down to the docks if I don't. Secretary, who said you didn't? Yank, after I am initiated, I will show you. Secretary, astounded. Initiated? That's no initiation. There's no initiation. Yank, disappointed. Ain't there no password, no grip, nor nothing? Secretary, what did you think this is? The Elks or the Black Hand? Yank, the Elks, hell. The Black Hand, they are a lot of yellow back-sticking jeans. No, this is a man's gang, ain't it? Secretary, you said it. That's why we stand on our 2 feet in the open. We had no secrets. Yank, surprised but admiringly. You mean to say you always run wide open like this? Secretary, exactly. Yank, then you sure got your nerve with you. Secretary, sharply. Just what was it made you want to join us? Come out with that straight. Yank, you call me? Well, I got nerve too. Yes, my hand. You want to blow things up, don't you? Well, that's me. I belong. Secretary, with pretended carelessness. You mean change the unequal conditions of society by legitimate direct action, nor with dynamite? Yank, dynamite, blow it often, the oath, steal all the cages, all the factories, steamers, buildings, jails, the steel trust and all that makes it go. Secretary, so that's your idea. And did you have any special job in that line you wanted to propose to us? He made a sign to the man who get up cautiously one by one and group behind Yank. Yank, boldly. Sure, I will come out with you. I will show you I am one of the gang. There's that millionaire guy, Douglas. Secretary, president of the Steel Trust, you mean? Do you want to assassinate him? Yank, no, that don't get you nothing. I mean blow up the factory, the works where he makes the steel. That's what I am after, to blow up the steel, knock all the steel in the world up to the moon. That will fix things. Eagerly, with a touch of bravado, I will do it by me lonesome. I will show you. Tell me where his works is, how to get there, all the dope. Give me the stuff, the old butter, and watch me do the rest. Watch the smoke and see it move. I don't give a damn if they nab me long as it's done. I will save life for it and give them the love, half to himself, and I will write her a letter and tell her the hairy ape done it. That will square things. Secretary, stepping away from Yank, very interestingly. He gives the signal. The man, huskies, all throw themselves on Yank, and before he knows it, they have his legs and arms pinioned. But he is too flabbergasted to make a struggle anyway. They feel him over for weapons. Man, no, get no knife. Shall we give him what's what and put the boots to him? Secretary, no, he isn't worth the trouble we did get into. He's too stupid. He comes closer and laughs mockingly in Yank's face. Ho, ho. By God, this is the biggest joke they have put up on us yet. Hey, you joke. Who sent you, Burns or Pinkerton? No, by God, you are sure a bonehead. I will bet you are in the Secret Service. Well, you dirty spy, you rotten agent, provocateur, you can go back and tell whatever skunk is paying you blood money for betraying your brothers that he's wasting his coin. You couldn't catch a cold. You couldn't catch a cold. And tell him that all he will ever get on us or ever has got is just his own sneaking plots that he's framed up to put us in jail. We are what our manifesto says. We are neither more or less, and we will give him a copy of that any time he calls. And as for you, he glares scornfully at Yank, who is sunk in an oblivious stupor. Oh hell, what's the use of talking? You are a brainless ape. Yank, aroused by the word to fierce but futile struggles. What's that, you shinny, you? Secretary, throw him out, boys. In spite of his struggles, this is done with gusto and éclat. Propelled by several parting kicks, Yank lands sprawling in the middle of the narrow cobbled street. With a growl, he starts to get up and storm the closed door, but stops bewildered by the confusion in his brain, pathetically impotent. He sits there brooding, in as near to the attitude of Rodin's tinker as he can get in this position. Yank bitterly. So them boys don't think I belong neither. Oh, to hell with them. They are in the wrong pew, the same old bull, soap boxes and Salvation Army, no guts. Cut out an hour, often the job a day, and make me happy. Give me a dollar more a day and make me happy. 3 square a day and cauliflowers in the front yard, Ekel writes, a woman and kids, a lousy vote, and I am all fixed for Jesus. Ho. Oh hell, what does that get you? these things in your inside, but it ain't your belly. Feeding your face, sinkers and coffee that don't touch it. It's way down at the bottom. You can't grab it and you can't stop it. It moves and everything moves. It stops and the whole world stops. That's me now. I don't think. See, I'm a busted, injured soul, that's what. Steel was me and I owned the world. Now I ain't steel and the world owns me. Oh hell, I can't see, it's all dark. Get me? It's all wrong. He turns a bitter mocking face up like an ape gibbering at the moon. Say, you are there, man in the moon. You look so wise, give me the answer. You? Slip me the inside dope, the information right from the stable. Where do I get off at? You? A policeman who has come up in the street in time to hear this last with grim humor. You will get off at the station, you boob, if you don't get up out of that and keep moving. Yank, looking up at him with a hard, bitter laugh. Sure, lock me up, put me in a cage. That's the on your answer, you know. Jivan, lock me up. Policeman, what you been doing? Yank, enough to give me life for. I was born, see? Sure, that's the charge. Write it in the blotter. I am born, get me? Policeman, jocosely, God pity your old woman, than matter of fact, but I have no time for kidding. You are soused. I did run you in, but it's too long a walk to the station. Come on now, get up or I'll fan your ears with this club. Beat it now. He hauls Yank to his feet. Yank, in a vague, mocking tone, say, where do I go from here? Policeman, giving him a push, with a grin indifferently, go to hell. Curtain. Scene 7, over. Scene 8. Twilight of the next day. The monkey house at the zoo. One spot of clear grey light falls on the front of one cage so that the interior can be seen. The other cages are vague, shrouded in shadow, from which clatterings pitched in a conversational tone can be heard. On the one cage, a sign from which the word gorilla stands out. The gigantic animal himself is seen squatting on his haunches on a bench in much the same attitude as Rodin's thinker. Yank enters from the left. Immediately a chorus of angry chattering and screeching breaks out. The gorilla turns his eyes but makes no sound or move. Yank, with a hard bitter laugh. Welcome to your city. Oh. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. At the sound of his voice, the chattering dies away into an attentive silence. Yank walks up to the gorilla's cage and, leaning over the railing, stares in at its occupant, who stares back at him, silent and motionless. There is a pause of dead stillness. Then Yank begins to talk in a friendly, confidential tone, half mockingly, but with a deep undercurrent of sympathy. Say, you are some hard-looking guy, ain't you? I seen lots of tough nuts that the gang call gorillas, but you are the first real one I ever seen. Some chest you got and shoulders and them arms and mitts. I bet you got a punch in either fist that did knock them all silly. This with genuine admiration, the gorilla, as if he understood, stands upright, swelling out his chest and pounding on it with his feet. Yang grins sympathetically. Sure, I get you. You challenge the whole world. Huh. You got what I was saying, even if you muffed the words. Then bitterness creeping in. And why wouldn't you get me? Ain't we both members of the same club, the hairy apes? They stare at each other. A pause, then Yang goes on slowly and bitterly. So you are what she seen when she looked at me, the white-faced tart. I was you to hear, get me? On you, out the cage. Broke out, free to murder her, see? Sure. That's what she thought. She wasn't wise that I was in a cage too worse, and yours sure a damn sight, because you got some chance to bust loose, but me, he grows confused. Oh hell, it's all wrong, ain't it? A pause. Is pose you want to know what I am doing here? Who? Oh. I've been warming a bench down to the battery ever since last night. Sure, I seen the sun come up that was pretty, too, all red and pink and green. I was looking at the skyscrapers, steel, and all the ships coming in, sailing out all over the earth, and they was steel too. The sun was warm. There wasn't no clouds, and there was a breeze blowing. Sure, it was great stuff. I got it all right. What Paddy said about that being the right dope. Only I couldn't get in it, see. I couldn't belong in that. It was over my head. And I kept thinking, and then I beat it up here to see what you was like. And waited till they was all gone to get you alone. Say, how did you feel? How did you feel sitting in that pen all the time, having to stand for them coming and staring at you, the white-faced, skinny tarts and the boobs what marry them, making fun of you, laughing at you, getting scared of you, damn. He pounds on the rail with his fist. The gorilla rattles the bars of his cage and snarls. All the other monkeys set up an angry chattering in the darkness. Yank goes on excitedly. Sure, that's the way it hits me too. On you, you are lucky, see? You don't belong with them and you know it. But me, I belong with them, but I don't, see? They don't belong with me, that's what. Get me? Thinking is hard. He passes one hand across his forehead with a painful gesture. The gorilla growls impatiently. Yang goes on groppingly. It's this way what I am driving at. You can sit and dope dream in the past, green woods, the jungle and the rest of it. Then you belong and they don't. Then you can laugh at them, see? You are the champ of the world. But me, I ain't got no past to think in, nor nothing that's coming on you. What now? What's now? And that don't belong. Sure, you are the best of. You can't think, can you? You can't talk neither, but I can make a bluff at talking and thinking. Almost get away with it. Almost. And that's where the joker comes in. he loves. I ain't on earth and I ain't in heaven. Get me? I am in the middle trying to separate them, taking all the worst punches from bottom of them. Maybe that's what they call hell. Oh. But you are at the bottom. You belong, sure. You are the only one in the world that does, you lucky stiff. The gorilla growls proudly, and that's why they gotta put you in a cage, see? The gorilla roars angrily. Sure, you get me. It beats it when you try to think it or talk it. It's way down, deep behind. You and me, we feel it. Sure, both members of this club. He laughs, then in a savage tone. What the hell? The hell with it. A little action. That's our meat. That belongs. Knock them down and keep busting them till they croak you with a get. Wield steel. Sure. Are you game? They have looked at you. Ain't they in a cage? Wanter get even? Wanter wind up like a sport instead of croaking. Slow in there. The gorilla roars an emphatic affirmative. Yang goes on with a sort of furious exultation. Sure, you are regular. You will stick to the finish. Man, you, ho. Both members of this club, we will put up one last star bout that will knock them off their seats. They will have to make the cages stronger after we are trouble. The gorilla is straining at his bars, growling, hoping from one foot to the other. Yang takes the jimmy from under his coat and forces the lock on the cage door. He throws this open. Pardon from the governor. Step out and shake hands. I will take you for a walk down Fifth Avenue. We will knock them off on the oath and croak with the band playing. Come on, brother. The gorilla scrambles gingerly out of this cage. Goes to Yank and stands looking at him. Yank keeps his mocking tone. Holds out his hand. Shake the secret grip of our order. Something, the tone of mockery, perhaps, suddenly enrages the animal. With a spring, he wraps his huge arms around Yank in a murderous hug. There is a cracking snap of crushed ribs, a grasping cry, still mocking from Yank. Hey, I didn't say kiss me. The gorilla lets the crushed body slip to the floor, stands over it uncertainly, considering, then picks it up, throws it in the cage, shuts the door, and shuffles off menacingly into the darkness at left. A great uproar of frightened chattering and whimpering comes from the other cages. Then Yank moves, groaning, opening his eyes, and there is silence. He mutters painfully, "Say, the otter match him with Zybesko. Zybesko. He got me. All right, I am trouble. Even him didn't think I belonged." Then, with a sudden passionate despair, "Christ, where do I get off that? Where do I fit in?" Checking himself as suddenly. "Ah, what the hell? No squeaking, see? No quitting, get me? Croak with your boots on." He grabs hold of the bars of the cage and hauls himself painfully to his feet, looks around him, bewildered, forces a mocking laugh. In the cage, in the strident tones of a circus barker. Ladies and gents, step forward and take a slant at the one and only, his voice weakening, one and original hairy ape from the wilds of. He slips in a heap on the floor and dies. The monkey set up a chattering, whimpering wail, and perhaps the hairy ape at last belongs. Curtain, scene 8, which is the last scene of Hairy Ape, is over.